Everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are
Soul Sisters. Welcome to Soul Sisters Drive, where we talk about anything and everything. So today we just thought to record our thoughts.
We thought to record our thoughts. Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a bit blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think, thinking about the definition of blue, I didn't Google it, but, in my head and what I think I know about it, it's just feeling you just want to be on your own. You don't want to work. You don't want to do anything, even though I've been working, and I'm even working right now.
Yeah.
But, then you feel guilty that you don't want to work.
Yeah.
And then you're beating yourself up. Oh, I hate that feeling, though. I hate it.
Yeah, I know that feeling too well, and I think most people do experience it, and it's feeling you feel guilty, you are feeling like you don't want to work because you actually have work to do, and you'd be an ingrate not to appreciate the work that you're doing.
Mm.
Still, you still need to pay bills and you need money to enter your account.
Mm.
So it's not the work. I'm sure it's not the work. It's just, I think everybody feels blue once in a while.
Mm.
Maybe once a month. For women, maybe 3 times a month. I don't know. So.
Well, I just feel what makes you feel better is just resting and unplugging, which I've not been able to do today, but I feel the days I've been able to do that, it has worked tremendously. And you just unplug, and what I mean by unplugging is unplug from work if you're able to. I mean, I'm not talking to people that are in the 9-to-5 world.
Yeah. Just find something that would make you rest or something.
Yeah.
Chill.
That would make you chill. If it's movies, if it's ice cream.
Yeah.
Me, sometimes for me, ice cream does it for me.
Yeah.
I take ice cream and I'm just cool.
I wanted to say same here, but I realized I actually don't take ice cream for the fun of it.
She has to earn her ice cream.
That's weird. I only take ice cream when we are taking ice cream as a family.
Yeah, because she does. Anyway, that's just a topic for another day.
You want to say because I don't think I deserve ice cream for myself, right?
I think that is just not nice, really.
Yeah, I just think there has to be a special occasion for ice cream.
Mm.
But maybe that would change soon.
Yeah, maybe that will change soon, and you're able to see that.
Because maybe I'm just at a gum.
Because you cannot actually give what you don't have. If you're not happy on the inside of you, and if you're not feeling fulfilled, and if you're not feeling you can take on the world. How do you want? I mean, you are a teacher. You teach a lot of people a lot of things.
I do.
You teach people, strangers, a lot of things. People you don't know, you teach them.
I know, right?
Every single day, you communicate with them. Things are leaving you.
Mm.
How are you going to refuel? Definitely not from those people. You're not refueling from those people. You have to refuel yourself. You have to be happy. If it's reading books, if it's watching TV, if it's watching, going to social media to see some things. Unlike me, where social media is actually work. So sometimes I don't want to see social media.
That's so profound. Things are leaving you. I notice when I have a class or when I even post on Instagram, a post that I put my heart to, it's my energy, I dispense energy into that thing. And I don't know if that makes sense. I dispense energy into it, and then after I'm done, I feel on to the next. And then that energy is gone. And you talking about refilling, I think I'll work on that and do so many things.
Yeah, you do need to work on that because life is too short. You need to be happy. You serve a lot. you serve a lot of people in your different groups.
Is this an intervention for
me? It's not an intervention for you. I'm just saying, like, one of the reasons you feel blue, and you feel blue often more than I do, because most of the time I'm able to do what I like without thinking about anybody else. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to take that money that you're saving to want to give someone or buy something for someone. It is very okay for you to use it to buy something for yourself at that time because you need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mental health, like, it's not something that just happens, boom. It creeps on you.
Yeah, I know.
Having issues with your mental health, like, it creeps on you. It doesn't just come, like, once. It creeps on you. So you need to actually learn to take care of you, take care of your skin, take care of your body, take care of your stomach, eat right, eat what you want. Eat what you want.
Yeah, and I think for me, because I have so many parts to me, so it's like I'm divided into different segments, but
I know, right?
But all in, like, it's all tied together.
The different segment is still in one person. That is you. That is Bolupe. That is Bolux. That is Esther. The different... I'm not... This is not to advise you. Like, this is just...
Wait, when we started this, you were the one feeling blue.
I'm still feeling blue, actually.
And I'm not even feeling blue today. Or maybe I'm feeling
you
like...
You are half blue, right?
Yeah, I'm half blue.
If there is anything like that,
half gray.
So
maybe we should be defining our moods with color, because when you say I'm feeling yellow, you'll be like,
I'm feeling, sometimes I'm feeling white, you know,
white,
feeling
so
like
serious.
A light. I'm feeling like a light. I'm feeling happy, and that's my mood most of the time.
I feel mood.
Oh God.
Yeah, feeling white, bright light.
Yeah, bright and happy. But today, man, I'm feeling navy blue. To be specific. I'm feeling navy blue, man. Navy. Because I think it's just a lot of pressure. I put a lot of myself.
Yeah.
Actually. Because I want to help people. Those people are not listening to this, so I can actually say it. I want to help people. I see this person in doing their business. Oh, do it like this, do it like that. And then I add more to my undone projects.
Yeah.
I don't know how to... I don't know.
I
feel like I need to stop
Well, what has... I don't know, because, like, you know, I'm part of... I'm serving in a platform where a lot of people are there. And you know that my heart, you know, longs to help a lot of people. And I really want to. But what I just did was, I can't help them if I don't have, you know, enough inside me. I can't give what I don't have. I literally cannot help them.
True.
You know, at that point. And even if I can, would it disturb every other thing that I'm supposed to do? Not like I'm being selfish, but...
Aww.
But just make sure, like, you commit them into God's hands. Like, God, if I'm the one supposed to help this person, let them be sustained until I can get there, until you have pushed me to get there. So, like, feeling guilty and feeling I've done all that for years. Years. Mm. I always think, like, oh, I want to help this person. I want to, even prayer-wise, even... you know, different things. I want to help this person. I want to be able to do this for this person. But I just lock up. Let's lock up and kill it.
I think
it.
I should learn that lock up thing.
Yeah, it's not like ignoring people, but just lock up till you're able to, as long as you have a good heart, like, to be there. Just pray that nothing happens to them. God sustains them. God keeps their mind afresh and afloat. And their strength is renewed. So you're able to do what God wants you to do in their lives. So just lock up and help yourself, because if you don't have the strength, So, yeah, I think that's it.
I think that's basically it, Sha. Just look out for yourself. It's very important, Sha. Just look out for yourself and be happy with yourself. Yeah. Be happy with the decisions that you make.
I think one thing is that brightened my, you know, blueness, that turned my blue to sky blue, is
that's so nice.
Think I saw an IG Pastor Chris saying, like, joy is wherever I enter. I think it was making declarations, wherever I enter there is joy, like the joy is from inside me, and God turns your beauty to ashes. God turns your ashes to beauty. I think what it just meant, Sha, was like from the inside, your joy is overflowing and just seamless wherever you go. You should exhume, like, frustration has no place here, worry has no place here, different things has no place here,
Yeah.
Like, I will not be the one to bring frustration into a situation.
Bust my head. Please say that again.
I will not be the one to bring frustration into
a situation. Mado.
Not me. I would always choose to bring joy. So,
yeah.
That's what I've learned today.
Yeah. Joy, God's great joy.
I should sing.
No, don't sing. Just leave that to me. It's not like I'm a great singer too, but...
Well, I'm
joy, nothing. Joy down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy in my soul.
Woo! Soul Sisters band.
All right, you know, we are learning to speak calmly, so... If you've listened to our previous post, I had to actually delete. God, we are noise makers, and I was actually about to make noise now, but I had to consciously control myself.
Yeah, so if you enjoy this calm, you know, podcast, let us know. Or if you just like the... No, I think we'll learn to be calm. We'll learn to be calm because we are very passionate about a lot of things. Like, say, if it was before, would I say, me, I'm tired though. Me. But now we are calm. We are calm girls.
Yeah, so
that's
calm.
It. That's it. This is us recording our normal conversations.
Till next time, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu. And together we are
Soul Sisters.